Mayday, mayday, mayday. We back.
I'm back. Amen.
Michael, now you're torching. Please. Is this how we're starting off?
Yeah, torching these hoes. Torching these hoes. I know y'all saw that smoke. Now some of these people gonna catch the smoke this year.
Ooh. Who can smoke? Wait, hold on. We can't even start the podcast off that way. We are back and it's been a long time. We took a little sabbatical, a longer sabbatical than we normally do. Mm-hmm. But it's been filled with, I feel like, so many life changes, things that have happened in such a great way. We are all in the same places as we were. I feel like every other season, when we come back, we're in different locations.
Correct.
Yeah, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was every season, actually. Almost.
You know, it wasn't every. I think it was at least two seasons. Two seasons.
Well, because I went from, let's say, 2021. It was Michigan, Sandy Springs, Duluth, Cummings. That's four seasons in a row that I've moved.
You still in Georgia, though.
Right, but you're still in Georgia. I'm talking about...
We're talking about state? That ain't fair.
That is...
Girl, they vastly different. If you from Georgia, you know they are three vastly different places.
No, but you move from Georgia to Michigan, Michigan back to Georgia, girl. That's it.
True.
If y'all want to be that simplistic and that close-minded.
Oh, so now we're simplistic.
Well, I feel like we need to share what's been going on because, it's been, I think we stopped in May and, it's September now, so much has been happening. So, first of all, your girl's a doctor, okay?
A doctor.
Come on, doctor.
Doctor.
Come on, doctor.
Just got my diploma in the mail today. I'm about to frame it. Cannot believe it. It's wild. It's wild. We started this podcast when we graduated from undergrad.
Correct. So undergraduate.
To now, for all of us to have graduate degrees and, be doing our thing, it's just, it's amazing to see yourself grow up. Yeah. It's crazy. So that's my biggest thing that's happened since.
Girl, I don't even know where either of my degrees are.
Ooh.
They still have been they tubes.
Not the tubes.
My God.
Both of them.
My God. You know, it is funny how this podcast, it has also become like a time capsule for us since 2020. And it is 2025, 5 years that we've been doing this. It's just crazy to think about. Because of the time of 2020, a crazy time to be in.
Yes.
But it was, I think, beginning of our journeys in our respective areas. And to see where we are now and the things that we're doing. I mean, Lauren, you're a doctor. I remember in 2020 us thinking, you know, like you were just going to get your master's degree. So it was you know, we never knew that you would end up in Seattle and getting a doctorate fully. And all. It's just like.
Doctor.
And, you know, when I rarely do go back and watch episodes because I'm like, once I say something is done, it's
right.
but some people brings things up and I'm like.
Did I say that?
But let me go back and look.
You do got to check. They be speaking on your name.
Yes. And then when I go back and I look, I'm like, oh my gosh, we look so young. Or that was such an interesting thing that we said. And it's funny because every season, though, we've always said our opinions is relative to where we are at that time. And so hearing some of the things that, you know, we've said in the past, I'm like, huh, that's interesting. And some things I'm like, I stand 10 toes down. And then some things I'm like, interesting, you know, a little bit of growth, a little bit more age, you know.
AARP.
Some of us, not all of us.
Man. Some of us. See, and that goes another thing because over the past 5 years, Michael has gained some type of fandom because they feel as though he gets treated
I
the
do. See, and that's why I brought my backup today. I brought my backup.
Let's be honest. If me or Lauren was there, Jaeger would not be next to you.
That's true. And
No, y'all know he love me. We
Okay.
show it in different way. He's like, he a ride or die.
He is. That's fair.
Yes, but we all know Jaeger would be with one of us.
He's staring at a vacuum right now, thinking about how to kill it, but
Oh,
that's crazy. No,
her.
like it's just I love the fact that we really did choose relative pitch as the name, because what it just means is like it's not that we're ever gonna go back on what we've said. That's never the point. The point is being like, oh, I did say that because that's what I meant and felt at that time. And
Yep.
here we are
Yes.
today. And here we are today, right? Because like, would you rather be somebody who stays stagnant and who never like is open-minded enough to like listen to other people and like, because again, we just talked about it. We have all moved around and lived in different places than where we've grown up. So like, we're gonna meet people who have like different backgrounds than us, who have a very different lived experience. Some of those maybe perspectives that we don't agree with whatsoever, but these are people who we are encountering within our lives, and that helps shape and inform us to who we are now. So like, of course, there's gonna be some things like from like the basic, I think, value set that are constant, as probably you guys have seen throughout all 5 seasons. But like now we've grown through that. There's been so, I mean, goodness, if the time of 2020 to 2025 is going to be such a historical time period for us to look back on in American, I mean, world history, but us being like here in America, relevant to us, American history, like obviously things are going to change. If you look, sound the same, like after these past 5 years, you must have been hiding somewhere that we weren't. Like, you must not have been exposed
Girl.
to what's been going on.
100% because again we are it is relative to us and like right now I'm living in Texas as I was last year. I'm doing the same thing as I was doing last year with an added responsibility. I don't know if I guess relative pitch wasn't filming when this announcement came out. But I am the new associate artistic director of the Houston Pride Band, and it's been amazing. We have, started rehearsals,
Weird.
and our concert is coming up in like 2 weeks. So, getting that outlet as well, and working with a nonprofit and something that is, music and the community of which I am a part of. Putting those two together, it's just a beautiful thing to be a part of. And it's really been a rewarding experience. And OMG, being back and doing that type of music, a conductor of things, like
Come on, conductress.
it's just been fun. It's been fun. And always check out your pride bands in your local areas, go support them. Support any of the bands and orchestras and choirs. There's all types of things. And if you are identify as part of the LGBTQ community or an ally, there's always a space for you and those ensembles. So, check out in your local area. There's some really great ones around. And even one of our past guests has been I think trumpets in the International Pride Orchestra. So it's that area of music, I feel like needs to be out and proud even more.
Absolutely.
Amen.
What
And
about you, Michael?
Michael's just been booked and busy, girl.
Yeah.
I am sitting on this couch.
Lies. Lies. See, Michael,
Babe,
but lies.
I am sitting on this couch. That's what I'm doing. I am living for the Lord. Amen.
We're just going to continue to lie.
Right.
Oh, first of all, now that was problematic. I am doing well. I started my third season with the Chattanooga Symphony and Opera. We had our first concert Thursday, opening night. Let's see what else. Oh, I'm no longer limited term. I'm full-time lecturer. at University of North Georgia.
Thank you.
So
Let me say
that's cute.
letting anybody teach y'all's children these days.
Ooh,
I
hey,
still
how dare you? Oh, the claws are out. Yeah. Apparently, got round. And you know, I'm not going to speak too much, but there is an exciting project on the way that involves all of my friends.
Not anything being like, what is that?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Well, girl, wait, is it wait? I can't do it. IFYNKY.
If you
If you
know,
know, you know.
girl, shut up. You just shut
See, this is what I mean.
Girl, okay, y'all. For real though, I just learned what TLDR means. Too long didn't read, girl. I put that in every email now.
I don't.
I just reply all TLDR, best MSB.
It's so funny. We've talked about this before, but it's so true. Like being a per like in a position where you have friends who are teachers and professors and like professionals, and being like, I know what you were like in undergrad. I don't know. It's just I can't. It's
I have no idea what y'all talking about. None. None
look.
whatsoever.
I
None.
really could do some exposing right now.
I feel like we've exposed
Baby.
many of Michael's shenanigans in undergrad, like to
And
the
we haven't exposed any of y'all, okay?
expose me, because let me just say this, okay? Let me just say this.
I got one word. I got one word.
What is it?
Syringes.
Okay, and I had a great time in undergrad.
I
Syringes
bet you did. I bet you did.
and did, as I have said countless season after season, that when you in undergrad, you need to experience undergrad fully.
Yes, you do.
And best
And
believe,
if
I experienced my undergrad fully to where I'm not a late 20, early 30 person redoing undergrad.
you. And what is that like, Anthony?
Oh, what is it like? That's you see this couch
Yeah.
right here. See, I be on this couch watching my
No,
Netflix
that's called AARP
with my.
wrapped up like a little housewife. Sip.
Well, sign me up for housewife.
Right.
I
Hello.
bet, girl, you gonna clean them baseboards?
I won't clean up baseboards, but I will call somebody to come and clean them. And like that, but. You know, and as we are journeying into this new era of what we are as well as the pitch, you know, we had to take a sabbatical. You know, we had to just take time for ourselves. Of course, we didn't forget our lovely people who we are doing this for. We've heard your messages. We've heard your messages, and we are back. And we're going to continue doing what this podcast has become, which is a space for people that often get looked over and voices are not heard, to continue to highlight some of the people who we see as doing the work that we wanted to see before we started this and that we're seeing now. And I remember in 2020, we all said, you know, oh, there's so many policy changes happening in 2020, but it's not going to be until 2025 when we really see if the
Bullshit.
policy.
I remember saying that. I remember saying that word. I remember saying those words exactly on this podcast. Like, I will see y'all in 2025. And baby, I'm not seeing half of y'all that I saw in 2020.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Fact. You know, I'm gonna go there, but I'm gonna go there on an edge, okay? Because people are getting fired right now. So I'm just gonna say my piece and I move on. Through a tragedy right now, for you know, a person, more and more I have seen true colors of people in the past, like what, 3, 4 days.
Right.
Of where people's support really lies. And I think when people when some people hear the words that I just said, they will automatically go on attack because they think that I'm going for the way a person died. That's not true.
Nope.
I just saw this when I was scrolling. A pastor said this. The way a person died should not retell how the person had lived. Let me re-say that.
Say
Just
it. Amen. Amen. Come on. Say it.
way a person died should not retell the story of the way they lived. I have been seeing over the past couple of days of people just coming out and saying that this person who have gone on many, many, many places outside of what, they've gone out their way to make it known that there's a pedestal and there are certain people that need to bow down. And if you're not with this group, then you were wrong. That person went out of their way many times. Their entire career was based on the division. But what I've been seeing is people saying, oh, he was standing for unification and this and that. But how can I be unified with somebody who literally hates my guts?
This is all I'm gonna say. And I've had personal experience with this within my family. As you just said, the way you died does not retell the way you lived. And the way you lived is the way people should remember you. Now, people should not speak ill. Like, you should not dog a person out when they can't defend themselves. But when you retell their truths, and you retell facts, that is what's going to stand. And all I know is when you spew, let's say, not spew, when you speak ill will toward a majority of people, it just does not look good. And when you say, if it's not this way, you over there, it does not look good.
I will have to say my encounter, and I've like shared this with, I think I was telling Michael that the day every Wednesday of this past week, the 10th, September 10th, I was doing a youth event for the symphony, so I was busy. I had an intern who was shadowing me. I was like setting up for this like a youth event, so I'm busy, right? I'm not like checking my push notifications. Usually during the day, if I'm at work, if it's especially if it's event day, I don't know what's going on in the world besides like what I'm doing. So, and when I got home, actually my power was out. So like I didn't get to check my phone or do anything like until the next morning, basically. And I finally saw everything that happened. Obviously, there are two events that occurred on Wednesday here in the States that sparked a lot of attention. One of them that I noticed through my educator friends was a school shooting that happened in Colorado. Unfortunately, this is the thing I found out very, very, very later once I was going through all my socials and feeds and everything because of everything that the first event was sparking. Anytime people are able to argue about politics, they will. That's just the truth. We all know that. I think this situation in particular is being completely taken as far as people will allow it to go in order for them to like fight the opposing side. It's what's going on right now. And then the irony of what occurred on Wednesday in amidst all the tragedy is that the person who was killed, that there's a lot of sparks and things people are talking about, debates and et cetera, was an advocate for not just like, just because guns, are being used in school shootings does not mean that we should limit it. And the thing is, it's still happening. Like, there are people, including this person who was killed, who still believe that there should be no limitations on like gun control, no matter how many studies have shown like the tragedy that is has happened over the past like decade, especially when it comes to school shootings. This is personal to us because we, first of all, have been students throughout, like for most of us, like we've been students, right? Like we started together as students. That's how we met each other. You have seen us go through schools. We have all taught in public schools. So of course, when you talk to educators and people who have to every day go look at their students, the idea that there are people who believe that it is fine for the greater good if one day those students, your te the educators and teachers who and administrators who go to your kids' schools every day, who are excited to see them, who are spending their own personal money on pizza parties and trips and everything, the idea that you think their lives are worth it for your stance is something I will never, ever, ever agree with. Like I, and that is personally for me what has been in the all of this being hidden also behind the idea of Christianity. Don't get me started now. Don't, and I can speak on it because that was my life. And I had, and listen, come on now, somebody. So there's so many layers to everything that's happening. None of it is surprising because of what has been building up over time. Sometimes people like, I see things like this came out of nowhere. No, it didn't. Pay attention to what's going on, pay attention to what's happening, and pay attention to how the people in your life are reacting to what's happening. Because here's the thing, like tragedies are tragedies. People's lives should never be taken like ever, like that. No matter who you disagree with, that is just the truth. And you can never, just because their life may have been taken unfairly, unjustly, erase all the harm that they did when they were alive. And that's where I'm going to keep it cute.
I
Keep it cute.
do want to say one thing because what I'm going to say, I stand with this. It's interesting to me how we can choose when to be empathetic and be human, which I agree with. The way, the recent tragedy has happened. Don't agree with, didn't agree with anybody, but that is my issue. When it was someone else, like I saw somebody comment was like, "Oh, nobody wants to be empathetic now, but they wanted us to be empathetic before." So when another something happened and it's a different person, a different skin color, we're not going to be empathetic. My question and my rebuttal to that: when were you empathetic in the first place? Because there are people like Sandra Bland, there are people like Trayvon Martin, like George Floyd, Armando Castillo, that was all lives were cut short, and some were killed in front of their family. Where was their empathy for people not in their community? Where was their empathy? Where was the outrage? And that, so my biggest thing is we have empathy and we are going all of this for someone that the whole time, I knew about this person. I always knew that person to be someone who was fighting against everything that who I am, all of the intersectionalities of me. So, but to see all this empathy of saying he was, this person that stood for the progression of today's society. I don't know if I can agree with that. Also, hearing some people's stories of, his words that ended up being taken for other people to be fired from their jobs at higher education facilities because they were too woke. And to be in public education now, and for all three of us that are in education, we all know that in education, when people go to get higher education, studies have proven that those people who graduate, they will become a little bit more towards the middle and probably more on the more liberal side of things because that is just the way of, okay, are you a good person? Do you think certain people or everyone needs to have certain rights? All of that. After education comes that kind of light bulb of, wow, maybe all the biases that I grew up with, I need to check those. That's what education is for. And we all know that there is a certain side of politics that don't want that. They don't want, the light bulb on to start to question things. And I know some of you are probably like, what does this have to do with music? Well, the thing that has to do with music is music, Nina Simone said this the best. An artist, in her eyes, an artist's duty is to reflect the times of the people. And that's what we are doing. How can we reflect the times of the people? And but we are we're segregated and we're also close to representing what is happening when only one side is being told, one side of music can be sung. I mean, we talked about last season about, the takeover of Kennedy Center and things like that. These are ways to silence opposition. And we've seen this countless of times in history, whether it was Russia with Shostakovich, whether it was 1960s, communism taking over everything. So a lot of artists had to go under hiding, and a lot of, big brain artists, like even Stravinsky, was on CIA watch list, FBI watch list. So that is, here is how what politics and how music is connected. And if musicians, as I know, sometimes I feel like musicians are like, that's not, that's not what I do. That's not what I went to school for. I just want to play my Bach. I want to play my Beethoven and I just want to be done. Music is a poignant thing that always reflects what is going on. Even in the Bach and the Beethoven, those are reflections of the time. And so is what is happening now. So the question at hand is, how would you like to be reflected? How would you like the history books to tell your story? Were you on one side saying, look, you do whatever? Or do you want to be on, I stood for something? And to go back to relative pitch, when people look back on relative pitch in our 5-year stance, I hope that they say, we stood on something. We made space for something. That's what I would like.
To piggyback off of Anthony, I vividly remember the first day I ever, as the kids say, crashed out. And it was because the school I was teaching at went on lockdown. And I was in this room as just an adjunct staff. Let me just put that out there. I was not a full-time teacher. I was in this room thinking about, like, if someone busts up in this room, how am I going to take them down before they get to my kids? The fact that I thought that as not a full-time student or full-time teacher, and I was in college, I was a sophomore in college, is crazy. I remember, like, I called Anthony and Lauren that night, and it was crazy. It was like, I cannot remember that, but I want to just pull out some facts for everybody. Does anybody remember, this is for y'all too, what happened in 1999?
Columbine.
Yes. What about 2012?
Sandy Hook.
2018.
Wait, you forgot one in 2008, I think was Virginia Tech shooting.
Oh, the college one. Yeah. Well, this I'm talking more 12 under right now. But yes. 2018.
2018 was Stoneman Douglas.
Correct. Those are three of the biggest shootings that's happened since we've been alive. And everybody, there's documentaries written. There's all these things written. But you know where it hasn't been written? Laws. You know what hasn't changed? Procedures. So I was just looking this up. 2000, I try to look up from when we were alive, when we were born, like 1997, 1998. Since 2000, there's been 574 school shootings. It is almost a blessing that any of us three have not witnessed one in person.
Well, remember just last year, a school in our state, band director said,
Yes.
no.
35 minutes from where I live.
Yes.
Like, I it's crazy to me because everybody's like, oh my God, Columbine. Frank Ticheli wrote a piece, I'm pretty sure, about this. And then Sandy Hook, we performed a piece in Low Brass Collective at University of North Georgia. It was an arrangement of Simple Gifts written for Sandy Hook. And then Stoneman Douglas had their documentary come out this year.
Well, Stoneman Douglas performed at Midwest the following
And
year.
that was so like everybody bawling, bawling.
Yes.
The thing is, like, but here's like, these are three known shootings plus a Virginia Tech one. So let's say four known shootings that anybody, I'm pretty sure, knows almost off the top of their head. Like,
Right.
Lauren was saying a little bit, but like, she would have, like, got it. Anthony, boom, boom, boom. But
Right.
like, most of us, like, I wouldn't have known the years, I would have known the order. I know Columbine came first, and then Sandy Hook, and then this other thing. But the thing is, like, it's almost laughable how these things happen in our lives since we've been alive for 27, 28, 29 years. And nothing has yet to change.
Yes.
It's like we're okay with the future of our country dying.
Yeah. I for me, of those, the Virginia Tech one will always stick in my head. That's the one I think I remember the most, which is very interesting because it was 2000. Michael, can you check me? It was like 2006, 7, or 8. It was like around there somewhere, but I just remember
2007,
2007,
April.
April 2007. And the, I remember this, I think I said this on this podcast before. I came home on CNN and I remember a student saying, the only reason I survived is because I played like I was dead. And my body, I just fell to the floor as if I was a dying body. My body is laying next to my dead classmate. That's the only reason I survived. And like at 2007, I was 10. And that is something that is stuck in my head for what? Oh my gosh. Oh Jesus. What now 17 years later? Am I doing my math right?
He
Yeah.
said 2000. Wasn't it eight? Is wouldn't it be 18?
Well, almost now 18 years. 18 years later. That is just something that is always going to be stuck with me is that one student on CNN after this horrific event. The first thing, and also, like, you know, when a tragedy happens, the news people are like right in your face asking you to retell the story. But this college student is just saying, the only reason I'm here is because I played as if I was dead. I saw the shooter with my own eyes. I'm like, and even now, I think if I was ever in that situation, that's the first thing I'm going to do. Because in my head, at 10 years old, I said he lived, and that's what I would like to do. So I'm always like, oh Jesus! But now, I'm in the teacher role.
I was literally about to bring this up. Like, you're talking about Virginia Tech University. I was thinking about this the other day. I was looking at my building and I said, if something happens, where am I putting my students and who the hell am I about to fight? Because here's the thing, like, no matter what, and I like, everybody's like, oh, do. I'm going to save myself because of my family. Yes, but in that moment, in that day, we're all adults on college. But those kids are my kids. And if anybody's coming into my building, I hope they're ready for one hell of a fight. But it should never be that way. Teachers should never look at their building and be like, how can we not die? How can we save children's lives? Again, I will say this because I think this is going to resonate with some people. We always talk about the future of America in some ways. and like what we're exposing them to. You're letting the future of America die.
Well, because they don't actually see education as the future. Like, and all the legislature that has been happening has been cutting education down, down, and down. That,
Yes.
in certain eyes, higher ed, public ed is not the future because it allows different opinions and different thoughts to be had. So probably, and for some, they're like, oh, well, boom. But I think about this, Michael, because you're in this right now, how easy it is to go on a college campus and to get in anywhere. Everything is basically unlocked.
Yes.
Everything is just open. And, unfortunately, in public ed, we do drills. Like every month we have a fire drill. Every month we have, or every so every other month we have a active shooter drill or a guard in place drill. But in college, and I will never forget because when I was getting my master's degree, there was a shooting that happened. I want to say at the University of North Carolina, and it was a shooting there. And I had a class, and it was my women in music class with Dr. Rumia Apucha, whom I love. And first, she just opened class with, "Does anybody want to say anything? Anybody want to, this is a space for you." But she followed that up with, "I have read the procedures, the emergency procedures, if that were to happen in this class. And here is the way things we would do in case that were to happen." Mind you, it didn't dawn on me at all until that moment that I didn't even know we had emergency procedure in college. I was just like, oh, I mean, sup for up. But she was like, did y'all know that this was a thing? And we're like, no. And for her to have to start the class off, was like, by the way, here, this is the door we're going to go on. This is where we're going to hide. This is, and I'm like, wow, where does this end? Where does it end? And there was just one other time I was at a university and there was some unwelcome people walked in on a rehearsal. And it was like, what do we do? What do we were downtown Atlanta, and downtown Atlanta's mix of all people. But it was just kind of crazy to just think how easy it was to just come in the door, come and find where the music is, and they're there. And it's like, wait, pause, what's going on? But the other question is, why should we have to think about that? Why haven't there been some type of policy to really say, no, this will never happen in a place for education? But we're still on pins and needles. People are still getting fired for their opinion. But other people aren't getting fired when it's their opinion. So it's like, oh, there's a double standard here. I can say, I hate gay people. I hate Black people. I hate Jewish people. I hate Indian people. I hate all Latinx people. But this one person that just passed, he maybe wasn't the best person in the world while he was alive. You're fired. That's interesting to me. That's very interesting. Because here's the thing, because we got a message from our person over our education agency or whatever. That was just saying, like, oh, if anybody makes any comments, they will get some type of reprimand, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here like, huh, what about the teachers that blatantly said that they hope the ICE come and get their students? What happened? Did they get reprimanded? Oh, no, they're still teaching.
Right. it's hard to like be surprised by the hypocrisy anymore because of course, right? Like it just it's and you, we should be angry about it. We should be upset. I mean, in no way am I saying my lack of surprise anymore is like has toned down like my anger at the systems and structures that are in place. Because the thing about all every single time these school shootings have happened, tragedies have happened, there's a group of people who try to say this is like, oh, a like isolated event or like this is just like a random thing that happened. But it's like these tragedies are continuing to happen because we're not doing anything and making any actual policy changes in order for it to be prevented. Because apparently, the people who are in power at this moment don't see the loss of these lives, these children's educators, staff who are on these campuses, and administrators see their loss of life worth any type of change. Which is why I will always, like, I mean, there are people in these positions who a lot of them have values that do not reflect like the full majority. They have their very isolated viewpoints and perspectives, but it is always the systems that allow for these people to continue to cause harm in which we should be aiming our like thoughts and actions at, you know, because it's the cycles. The thing about it, that's why every all the wars, all it just continues to happen because we actually have not addressed the root of the problem. It's just always about, oh, well, you know, the next election we'll do that. Oh, you know, the it's too late. Once we get to that point, there's already forces in play. It just, I don't know. I hope that with everything that's going on right now, people are starting to realize, or I hope maybe you just take a second to reflect on what you can do locally for what's going on, and also how that can be taken up to the next level. Next, because like I get people wanting to go online and do all that. I'm like, why don't it take that tweet you're about to send out and maybe send it to your local like council member or like your local government. Send it to somebody who you can actually like start possibly having some effects of change on. Like I understand social media connects us and we want to share our opinions, but if you are so sick and tired of seeing these tragedies happen, let's like actually get together and do something about it. I know it's so hard and discouraging, and like it happens to me too, where I'm just kind of like, I am just one person, but we're not, right? Like we're so many people are sick of this loss and want this to stop, and we can't like just get down and get discouraged on ourselves. We have to keep trying. Like that's the only, because they're gonna keep going. We know that. We like the people who are okay with what the current situation is are going to continue being okay with it. So we have to be the people who do something. We have to push. And like unfortunately, the history of like most countries, but especially America, there always has to be something that flips, like some big event, some push, something that allows for people to go, this is my tipping point, right? And so we just have to, like, how much of it are we willing to continue to see the headlines of, like, which school is it now? Which state is it now? Is it someone I know? Like, how many students were locked? When are we going to get tired of seeing that? And I'm not saying I have all the answers, but I'm saying, like, I am sick of seeing it. I can't, like, continue to just be okay. Like, we're all involved with teaching students and youth and being a part of, like, some youth's lives at this moment, and the idea of not being able to see them one day, like because their life was taken tragically in that manner, is absolutely unacceptable.
100%. 100%.
I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and they were like, I truly don't know what to do with my daughter. Like, I think I want to homeschool her. And at this point, it comes a point like there could be a day you pack a lunch, you let go of the hand, and that's it. Because we don't want to stop anything. We just don't want to stop anything. Like, I just, and this also goes into the next point. Like, yes, as Lauren said, enact change, do something, do this. For yourself, If there's people in your life that is causing you strife, that is not where you want to go with your life, enact change. Don't keep giving them chances, because what they're going to keep doing is letting you down.
Right.
And the more they let you down, the more it wears on your soul. And it's just like you have to come to a point where how you want to be and how you want to live, and then what you believe in has to be at the forefront, and everything else comes behind. And you surround yourself with the village that you want to create. The village you're currently in might not be the best for you, but it will teach you the lessons you need for life. And those lessons are surround yourself with the people that you need to be with.
And surround yourself with people who actually care and love you, like as a human, not just based off of your the fact that you agree with them on everything. Because you don't have to agree with your friends and people who love you about everything in life. You're not going to. Spoiler alert, you're always going to have a difference of opinions, but community, real community, is people who know who you are, who know your heart, who can speak to memories of you, and just like, oh, I vividly remember this time we did this and blah blah blah, or like the somehow well some way they showed up for me when I needed them, or me being able to be that for them. I feel like there's such a lack of that in so many spaces anymore. And like COVID definitely did not help with it. And then like a lot of students not being able to socialize at really vital times in their lives has kind of made this gap. And then social media spiking in the way that it did also is like people want to just be connected to their phones, and like it's there's a lot we're fighting against here, but it is still possible for you to go be with people who love you and to like spend time with them. And you can also doom scroll. Like there's a balance to it all, but you just please prioritize, which is we love doom scrolling, yes.
Yes.
But like but we that just being out with a group of friends and like a moment where you like realize you haven't looked at your phone in over 3 hours, or like you don't even know where your phone is such a great feeling. Not maybe not like I lost my phone moment, but the being like, oh my gosh, I haven't even needed to check my phone in like 3 hours. Just if one I could say one thing, I wish everyone in the world like would allow themselves to be loved and to love other people like in a true way. I feel like there would be so much less hate and sadness and lack of empathy in the world if we just were more in community with ourselves and others. So,
You know, and with community always come with some laughter as well. And so you gotta take time to laugh. And that's why we have our little cocktails. As you see, I'm out.
Oh,
Cocktails and chats. And that's what
not cocktails and chats.
cocktails and chats. But it's for our well-being as well. And I hope that in this episode, you got you a cocktail and you sit down and you chat with us and you let us know what your thoughts are as well. Because that's the only way we can move together as a society is if we actually sit down and talk. So I hope
Correct.
you heard some things from us. And we are so happy to be back. And of course, we're not stopping. And we have a really good season plan. Thank you so much for allowing us to have our little sabbatical. It was
Come on,
needed,
sabbatical.
right? Our little rest, but we're back. And let your friends know we're back. We're listening, and we're every Wednesday, we back with you. So until next time, we hope you have a great week. Bye, everybody. Kisses.